today's No Sweat News. The Metallica S&M on vinyl up for grabs on Friday's No Sweat News quiz.
All right.
If you're a Metallica fan, this is the S&M 2 on vinyl. You'll want to stay tuned to the No Sweat News this week and be a winner on Friday. Dateline Canada for story number one. Woman in Ontario was pissed off because of all the packages that were being stolen off her porch, man.
That's horrible, stealing packages off people's porches like that.
Damn porch pirates.
Come on.
Her plan to fight the porch pirates, set a booby package. She went over to her cat's litter box and filled a box with cat poop, boxed it up and put it on her porch and waited.
Yes.
The pirates stole it within 40 minutes.
40 minutes.
It was gone.
That's got to be someone local. What's happening?
It's like your next door neighbor or something. Not only that, she got this theft on her Ring camera. So not only did the porch pirates steal a bunch of cat poop, but she's given the video to the cops who are comparing it to other door cam footage as they try to track this porch pirate down. Apparently... Not a lot of other crime to bust in Ontario.
Good. No, I hope so. I hope they get him. I hope they throw the book at him. Lock him away for 25 years.
In the meantime, he's got some poop on his hands.
Exactly. You're stealing holiday presents because that's what Satan the packages right are.
Talk about a Grinch, huh?
Yeah. Then you need to go
Talk
away.
Talk about a Grinch. No, that's story number one. Story number two takes you to your local Costco. I don't think this is the New Year's Eve. This is the one to be passing around the biggest bottle of champagne you've ever seen. But apparently some local Costco warehouses has started selling giant bottles of Veuve Clicquot champagne.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
6-liter giant bottle that's more than 1.5 gallons of champagne are selling it for $830.
Wow.
Here's the deal. This is a terrible, terrible deal. A regular bottle of this champagne is $60. So it would actually cost you about half that to buy this much champagne in normal sized bottles. And who the hell is going to drink 6 bottles of champagne with you this holiday? I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, what are we doing?
I guess the gimmick is the big bottle.
Exactly.
But it does seem a little much.
And then finally, in this one, I like this story. This is terrific. Dateline, California for the third one. If this pizza delivery did not earn a giant, giant tip, then there is no God.
Oh.
Dateline, Murrieta, California. Last Friday, police in Murrieta, California pulled over a Little Caesars delivery driver for a traffic violation. And once they ran his plates and his license, they realized he had an outstanding warrant. So they hauled him off to jail.
Oh.
Now, the question is, what do you do with the pizza that's being delivered?
Oh, shoot.
Hot and tasty from Little Caesars.
Oh, yeah, I want that.
Well.
Gonna need that.
What they did was one cop brought the guy to jail. The other cop delivered the pie.
Well, that's actually using your noggin.
Yeah.
Hey, if I ordered that pizza, I'd be pretty thankful.
I don't know. That's a Friday night. If I'm sitting home smoking a big fatty on Friday night, ordered up some pizza, and a cop shows up with it.
Well,
I might be a little on the worried side looking through that peephole in my door.
That was the case pre-election 2020 in New Jersey.
Recreational is legal out there in
Cali.
So
I'm not worried.
Yeah.
But the only thing is, I just want to make sure that, you know, I give the cop an appropriate tip.
Dude, I am tipping that cop big time.
I don't want to tip, you know, I throw $2 to $3. For my pizza delivery.
You're tipping this police officer like $100.
$100?
And then some.
I'm not made of money. I'll give him a fiver. That's what I was talking about. I'm going to increase my tip from 2 or 3 to 5.
You are definitely tipping this driver. I like it, though. The police said, hey, we got a job to do.
That's awesome.
This pizza's still hot.
Get out there and deliver it. It's fantastic.
That's today's No Sweat News. We'll catch you Friday for the No Sweat News quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.